CBSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. New York City, New York State, responding to decisions made in Washington. I welcome Harry Siegel, a columnist at the New York Daily News, a senior editor at The City, a journal of New York life online. Harry, the first is Governor Hochul running for election has vouchsafed the legislature responding to the significant case from the Supreme Court, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association Incorporated versus Bruin. This is about open carry. This is about right to carry in New York anywhere. The legislature has been working at high speed to pass a number of restrictions, amendments, updates. My understanding, however, is some of these recommendations, some of these guidelines are now in question. And your most recent column brought into focus how quickly Albany has worked, how quickly Governor Hochul has worked, and perhaps they need to slow down and write more carefully about gun-free zones and about the protection of the large cities. Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So after the Supreme Court reached this Bruin decision and struck down New York's century-old, pretty restrictive licensing regimen, the state had to act to come up with new rules, and they moved very quickly to do that. The court's decision said you can have gun-free zones. They can't be like all of Manhattan. And that there had to be a presumptive Second Amendment individual right, which is new, that people could simply carry guns around. As anyone who's been in or around New York knows, that's not how the city has functioned to this point. And the legislature raced to pass these new laws while sort of simultaneously saying, don't worry, we got this, things are under control. And this is a disaster, and there's going to be people carrying guns everywhere. And if the NYPD's chief job had been getting guns off the street, how are you supposed to do that if lots of people can have licensed guns? The result is they passed laws that were meant to check off specific things from these court decisions, but keep things the same sort of as they've been, that it's going to be very tough to get a license. You're going to have to give up several years of your social media to an in-person interview, have a training, extensive, like many hours training, and so on. The overall effect of all this, plainly, was to have as few licenses issued as possible, and particularly in New York City. The politics and practices are different in other parts of the state, but it's the same law. This law was rather predictably struck down by an upstate judge in a ruling that has just been stayed by the Second Circuit. So we've gone from one upstate federal judge to the appeals circuit. And right now, the rules still stand. They may not when this appeal circuit is done, depending on what happens there. This may go to the Supreme Court. But the upshot of all this is, yes, Governor Hochul moved quickly to pass new laws. It seems pretty likely that while she got an excellent press conference out of this saying New York has acted, we're not going to let the Supreme Court drag us back. But after that press conference, and as these legal issues clarify, that we're going to find out that if you want to put it that way, New York is getting dragged back. That whether you like the court ruling or not, that this is the law of the land now. And that this very fast attempt to write around it, as opposed to trying to get something right and that was going to stand up to judicial scrutiny, is going to put New York right back at square one. And that may well include the gun-free zone in Times Square. Many of the present licensing requirements that really are a sort of form of extensive vetting, as opposed to some default assumption that unless there's a clear reason not to, you end up with a license. And that would be a huge enforcement change in New York. And it's one I think is more likely, given how the state wanted to signify its resistance to the court ruling, rather than find rules, like it or not, that accommodated that and maximized public safety.
Also, New York City Mayor Eric Adams appealing to Washington, to the White House and Congress for help. The overwhelming number of refugees, migrants, immigrants coming to New York by bus and other and by foot, but mostly the news says by bus from the borderlands south to Mexico. naming Venezuelans in particular, and suddenly a surprising headline in the New York Daily News. President Biden quietly unveils new border policy that could ease flow of migrant asylum workers from Venezuela to New York City. Harry, you and I have discussed this, and it's not determined what these new policies are other than they look restrictive in some fashion. New York City is now pressed by the Venezuelan refugees. I believe they're building a tent city in Randall's Island. There'll be other accommodations. Is this going to answer Mayor Adams that there'll be new restrictions at the border? For example, you have to come up with a sponsor and you have to answer certain questions about vaccination. Mayor Adams is talking about a problem right now, tonight. Isn't that correct, Harry?
Oh, that's very much correct. So tens of thousands of asylum seekers, mostly Venezuelans, have entered New York in recent months. That has overloaded the shelter system in a city that has a unique legal right to shelter for anyone seeking it that same day. And Eric Adams, who's loved being center stage generally, who said he's the face of the Democratic Party and who loves to take shots at the right and the far left and say he's the reasonable centrist, has been abandoned to this point by Governor Kathy Hochul, fellow centrist Democrat, and President Joe Biden, fellow centrist Democrat. And he was quietly trying to deal with this. And he likes being on the center of the stage. He's like, I need help. I need money. This is going to be a billion dollar issue to create these shelters. City doesn't have $1 billion. The city has debts right now. And he had not been getting any of that help. And it's sort of been left to deal with this. I think his hope had been that he'd keep performing, saying, look, I'm doing stuff. I'm getting stuff done. And then some circumstance would change. To date, that circumstance had not changed. And he had not received help from these other Democrats. What Washington just did, as best I can tell from this Daily News article, is not with an announcement or a trumpeting, but just through a quiet change in the rules, effectively recreate some and the equivalent of some Trump era policies in which Venezuelans who are seeking asylum here may get processed, returned to Mexico to have that process work out there instead of remaining in the States, which has very plainly incentivized people to come here and then to come north. And while Governor Abbott in Texas and others have been involved in busing some of those people up, most of these asylum seekers have been coming here on their own, maybe because of the right to shelter, maybe in a contagious way, as other people have, maybe as of jobs or family connections. But the result has been just an incredible surge. There have never been more people using the homeless shelters. And nobody seriously thinks that a tent city in Randall Island, we're using abandoned hotels that are not so abandoned now. This is not the peak of COVID, is going to answer the problem. And lastly, nobody seriously thinks this should be Eric Adams' problem to deal with alone. He raised his hand for that in certain ways. He likes the spotlight. But at this point, he's actively calling for help. And while Biden has quietly shifted his policy, and we'll see how significant that proves to be, I don't think either Biden, with an eye on the midterms, or Hochul, running for a term of her own, having picked up the governorship when Andrew Cuomo resigned, want to do anything more than they have to or he forces them to do between now and November. And Adams has been slowly turning up the temperature and saying this more directly, but it's still pretty weak and passive. And I think these other Democrats don't see any reason why they should pick up this problem and all the difficult optics that come with it if he's not forcing them to. And to this point, he has not.
Harry Siegel, writing his column for the New York Daily News, as well as a senior editor at The City, which is an online journal of life in New York. Right now, two problems for two leaders, Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.